Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
76 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
68 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
64 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
68 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
68 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
72 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
73 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
76 7 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Cloudy.
77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Clear.
64 degrees.
Kilo Whiskey Zero Yankee, WB9CST. Good afternoon. The name here is Richard in Paris, Texas.
Station, I was able to first hear you announcing my call, but I've got a bunch of static. I'm not sure it could be where I am right now in my vehicle, but yeah, would you be able to repeat KW0Y?
Yeah, the name here is Richard Whiskey Bravo 9 Charlie Sierra Papa. How are you?
Oh, hi, Richard. Yeah, good to make the contact. Where are you at?
I'm in Paris, Texas.
Oh, great. We just finally got some rain after a really long time. It's 70 degrees here and amazing. The rain has stopped.
Yeah, I'm loving it right now. And how about you, Richard? How is things in temperatures in Paris, Texas? KW0Y. They're hot as usual. It says it's 96 here right now, but I kind of expected that. It says it's supposed to rain, but there's only like a 10% chance, so if it rains, it's highly unlikely.
CQ este es Lima Unifor 3 Delta Lima Quebec. My name is Martin from Argentina.
Argentina, this is Alpha Kilo 4 Foxtrot Lima AK4 FL. I'm in the U.S. state of Ohio right now, and I copy you nicely. AK4FL, back to Argentina.
W0SKY testing. W0SKY testing.
This is KE2GEX. I'm Echo Link.
WB9CSP, it works.
What's your location?
Yeah, the name here is Richard in Paris, Texas.
Hello, Richard. This is Joe, and I'm in Galloway, New Jersey, near Atlantic City.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm just about to start my net here in a minute. Well, not a minute, but at 5 p.m. So, yeah, I heard a lot of people suddenly, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool.
I probably won't be attending. I just stumbled out on this. I got an Echo Link, looked up Plano, Texas, and hopped on over.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't hear too many people on that repeater, but sometimes there's some activity. So, yeah, just connect up from time to time, and you should occasionally hear somebody. Back to you.
Yeah, I was wanting to hear some local gossip or just stories about them imploding the old EDS headquarters on Legacy Drive. Over.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but I'll have to look into that. That sounds interesting.
EDA-NYD.
Yeah, go ahead, WB9CFC. KW0Y, are you still in the range of repeater? WB9CSP.
Hey, Richard, yes. That last transmission was great. It was super clear. I must have, I was kind of fading my way across town. And so, yeah, hopefully, I don't know, maybe there's a better signal now with the repeater. Yeah, and I know I got to hear a little bit, a station from Ohio, and then a station, is it in New Jersey, on Echolink? Yeah, but it's great to be able to communicate with you all. This is Kilo Whiskey Zero Yank Kelly in Aurora now, Colorado, on handheld.
Yeah. My net is at 5 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. you guys' time, and it's every Saturday, so that's why you're hearing all the connections and stuff. I've got, I don't know if it's going to connect up this time, but I have Mexico, I know I have Canada, I have Antigua and Belize. And let's see, what else do I have? I can't even remember what all I have anymore. But, yeah, I've got a lot of connections for my net. And, yeah. By the way, you do something that I kind of liked doing, science. I don't think I ever did environmental science, but I did like biology.
Oh, great. That's probably on my QRZ page. It's a good time. I'm really looking forward to this school year we just started, and hoping to cover some of the radio propagation, both with weather and geomagnetic conditions, and then, yeah, hopefully have some fun hands-on stuff for the community. So that'll be great. Well, man, maybe I'll have to come back and rejoin the net. I just pulled up to pick up my offspring. My my 10-year-old had a sleepover, so that was a lot of fun. But great talking to you, Richard, and that worldwide net sounds awesome, and I'll definitely have to join sometime. I'll give you 73 and all of our other stations too, and I hope you guys have a great afternoon. And I'll be clear after this. Kilo Whiskey, Zero Yankee.
Yeah, Roger that, Kelly. Thanks for stopping in for a few minutes, and I hope to hear you again in a little bit. But yeah, I'll be here in just a little bit. So WB9CSP is monitoring.
KD8NYG.
KD8NYD, go ahead, WB9CSP.
Good to hear your voice, my friend. KD8NYD.
This is my only time that I really feel happy and get to run something that's really fun.
Sorry, you were obscured by the traffic. Come again?
Yeah, I was saying that this is the time that I like to have fun and really enjoy my net.
So this is the everything net?
Yep, and it starts in 10 minutes.
Well, thank you for doing it. Might catch you later. Right now I'm going to get through this intersection without getting killed. Thank you. Bye.
Yep, not a problem. WB9CFC.
All right, now I'm really signing off, Richard, but thank you so much for being here, and I'm so glad to have stumbled upon your net.
Yeah, I wish you 73, my friend, and I hope to talk to you. W01. Roger that, Kelly. I'll be around. WB9TFT. VE5CES, WB9CST, good afternoon, how are you?
Good afternoon. We're getting ready for the football game here. How about you, over?
Just getting ready for my net here in a few moments, so I'm all excited for that.
I'm having a hard time copying you, you're breaking up on the signal, over.
Yeah, I said I'm getting excited for my net here in just a few minutes, over.
Roger. Okay, I'll let you go. This is ZE5ZS.
Roger that, WB9CST, net in 3 minutes. WB9CST. Alright, good afternoon everybody, WB9CST. The name here is Richard in Paris, Texas. So before we begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Alright, not hearing any emergency or priority traffic. If there is any during the net, call break or emergency and we'll handle your traffic. Alright, so today's question is, I think I'll make it, what beach would you want to go to and what ham radio equipment would you take with you? So with that, short times and mobiles. Short times and mobiles come now. Alright, not hearing any short times or mobiles for now. Short times and mobiles are always welcome to check in during any time of the net. So with that, I'll take general check-ins. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in TV Everything Net, come now, WB9CFC.
KD8NYD, in and out.
N4ZCV. Mobile.
Okay, 5WR, in and out.
Who was the station on the ham conference? He was in and out. Your audio was a little low.
Is this any better? KD8NYD, in and out.
KD8NYD, I've got you. November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor, I got you. Who was the last station that tried to check in? Your audio was a little low.
VK5WR, in and out.
VK4HWR, I got it, WB9CFP, thank you. So let's see, two in and out. So Ralph, November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor. Good afternoon, how are you? How's your day? And today's question is, what beach would you go to? And what kind of ham equipment would you take with you? Go ahead.
WGN, Fowler, Colorado. I go to La Jolla Beach and take my Radtail handheld with me.
Roger that. Thanks for the answer. Ralph, are you there or are you busy driving? November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor, WB9CFP.
I'm here. I was just about to transmit and some other station jumped in on top of me. You know, for years and years and years with my wife's family, we went to Daytona Beach. But actually, her sisters now have a condo at Navarre Beach in Florida. So yeah, I'd like to go to Navarre Beach, and I have operated from there using Echolink doing nets. Yeah, I'm waiting to get one of these pebble things, and I would definitely take the pebble. You know, it's the 3.7 miles on the QRP thing that some people announced a while back. And I got on the waiting list for it. But, yeah, it's like, you know, size of a pack of cigarettes or something and does everything. So, Yeah. And, yeah, I'm 5 or 10 minutes from home. So when I get there, we'll be transitioning into the house. But I'll be here for the 7-3 round. Back to Net Control, WD9CSP. This is N4ZCV. Mobile.
Yeah, roger that, Ralph. Thank you for checking in, and good to have you. And I'm glad you were able to stop in. Alright, so that brings me to the bottom of my list. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check in to the everything that come now, WB9CSP. Okay, I think I got YVS. What was the call again? Okay, I got it that time. Kilo 8 Yankee Victor Sierra, WB9CSP. Good afternoon. How's the weather in Michigan? And if you've ever gone to the beach, what beach do you like going to? And what ham radio equipment do you like taking? Go ahead.
I would go to Metro Beach, Benton Township, or Metro Parkway. And I would bring an HT, an ICOM, W32A. HT. So this is Kilo 8 Yankee Victor Sierra.
Yeah, roger that. That sounds like a pretty fun place to go. Excuse me. Thank you for checking in, and glad to have you today. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything that come now, WB9CSP?
Kilo 6 Golf Romeo Lima 26 GRL. AI Double 26 GRL, Linda, California.
Yeah, I heard you the first time. I was just making sure nobody came in behind you, Linda. So, how are you today, Linda? It seems that they're checking in at one at a time, so one at a time, 1,000 at a time, it works for me. I'm not sure if you're coming in on the 090 or the 790, but either way, you sound good. How's the weather there? And, well, you're close to the beach, so what equipment would you take with you to the beach if you go over to the beach, is today's question. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, everybody on the net. Well, it's a trick question, so I am transmitting on 090 and I'm listening on 790. How about that? I have a dual panda. So there is no delay, so they are transmitting simultaneously. Absolutely no delay, by the way. So I'm about, if I want to walk, if I'm not driving, if I want to walk to the beach, it takes me about an hour, I think, to go down there. Of course, in that case, I would take a handheld to my local beach here. But I am actually equipped to, if I drive down to the beach, I have a vertical that I can put into an umbrella stand. I have a pole that goes into an umbrella stand, and then the antenna goes into the pole. I had that specially designed. And so I can actually, eliminate the umbrella stand and just put the pole into the sand, into the beach, and then put my antenna on top, and voila, and have my handheld connected. so I'm set up that way. But if I go on vacation, if I can pick a beach, I probably would want to go down south and South America somewhere on the beach, maybe in Mexico, Acapulco or something like that, or Chile, how about that? And that would be my handheld. when I travel, that's all I'm taking, my handheld. So, K6L, back to you, Richard.
Yeah, Roger. That sounds pretty fun. And K6HKQ John, I believe that's right. I got you on the list as well as in and out. So thank you for checking in. And yeah, Linda, you sound good on 090. So yeah, you're kind of cheating, but that's okay, I guess. All right, switching back over here to All-Star. Hopefully I didn't break up. I know you guys will let me know. I like All-Star better. But with that, I'm at the bottom of the list. So anybody else wishing to check in TV Everything that come now, WB9CFP.
Kilo 4, Delta Tango Mike, K4DTM.
I might as well check in, Richard, VK3HJQ.
Alright, I got three there. In for Delta Tango Mike, Derek, Arnold, K3TEL, and John, VK3HJQ. So, I'll take them in the order I got them. K4DTM, good afternoon. How are things down in Mississippi? And how's the weather there? And today's question is, what would you bring with you to the beach for ham radio gear, and what beach would you want to go to there?
Hello, good afternoon, Richard. K4DTM here. And I'm currently located in Memphis, Tennessee, visiting family, where we have clear sky, sunny, 97 degrees, heat index feel like 103, so it is hot down here in the south, man. And to answer your question, man, if I can pick a beach, man, you can put me up over there in Hawaii, man, on the beaches of Hawaii. Beautiful beaches of Hawaii, man. You give me a Yaesu 991A and a dipole that would do 20, 80, and 40 meters, man, I'd be a happy camper, man. That's all it takes, man. Those three bands there, you can't go bad. But thanks for picking me up, man. You enjoy your weekend. Everybody that hear me can enjoy your weekend. Have fun. We'll catch you later. K4DTM is back out. Thanks for picking me up.
Yeah, Roger that, Derek. Thanks for checking in, and glad to have you. And glad you made it again this time. Hi, Arnold. How are you? K3TEL, WB9CFP. How are things in Maryland? And what beach would you go to? And what radio equipment would you take along? Go ahead.
I hope this radio is working okay. It's a sick Yaesu FT-7250, but I'm thinking about getting another radio, but I have some other radios here. But anyway, I'm talking to you on the 7250 going through my nose. I'm not on Echo Link. I'm going through my nose. Hopefully, if I have a hum, excuse that till I get find out what the hum's about, but it seems like I'm hearing pretty good. My cell phone, I gotta put Echo Link back on there because something happened to it, so I got my PC and I got my my tablet working on the Echo Link, but figure out why it's Echo Link's not on my Android phone. I have to put a password in, so I didn't have trouble before when putting it in, so I uninstalled it, and I'm going to put it back on again. So I'm hoping my signal sounds good when I'm using it now. I'm going to say 7-3s and get back in the other room. Over.
Yeah, roger that, Arnold. You sound good to me. And, yeah, I know you have your node, and it sounds all right, so glad it's working. And thanks for checking in, and I hope to hear you again sometime. And I said hello to Al. Me and him talked last night for a little bit, so he said he hopes you're doing good, and hopes to talk to you in a little bit. But thanks for stopping in. Let's see. BK3HJQ, good morning, I believe it is, across the pond. And how are things over in Down Under? And what beach would you go to with what radio equipment? Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Richard, from BK Trash. Check it, wait for that thing to stop spinning on the computer. Well, I've always wanted to go to Bondi Beach in Sydney, because apparently it's it's the most famous beach in Australia, well, in the world, actually. Well, I don't know about in the world. There's a lot of beaches in Hawaii that are probably a lot more famous, but famous to us anyway. The only problem is it's about 600 kilometres away from me. It's about 6 hours. The closest ocean to me is probably 300 kilometres away. Probably Melbourne. But I always wanted to go to Bondi. Well, they had that terrorist attack that you guys probably know about, so probably wouldn't want to go there now. But anyway, what would I take with it? I'll just take my phone, because I was talking to Arnold. Yeah, you should load QSO1. So if people aren't into QSO1, it's a new app you can put on your phone, and it does Echo Link, All-Star, DMR, YSF, does the whole banter of comms now. So, yeah, I don't really use real radios anymore, Richard, so I have all these phone apps, which I've got rid of all the other ones, and I'm just using QSO1 at the moment. So, yeah, Bondi Beach and me phone with all the amateur apps loaded on it. Righto, thanks, Richard, for letting me in. Time here, did I tell you? Yeah, 8:19 a.m. and it's Sunday the 16th, and not long out of bed and just rustling up some breakfast. So thanks for the net, VK3HJQ.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I have to ask, John, I'm curious. Are you keying and using dash R for the Vox mode, or did you used to have a repeater connected to it, or what's the deal with the dash R? Go ahead.
Oh, well, I just registered all three of them. There used to be, well, I never had a repeater. I had an RF link, because originally I just had my own call, VK3HJQ. And then I wanted to have more connections to Echo Link, so I set up separate private proxies. And then the Dash L had a simplex RF node on it. And then I thought, oh, I might as well register the Dash R. There's never been a repeater on it. It's just connected to my computer in the dining room here. Over.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And as long as it works and you're able to check in, that's all that matters. So thanks for checking in, John, and glad to hear you from across the pond, and hope to hear you again next weekend. So with that, I'm at the bottom of my list again. This is WB9CFC and the Everything Net, looking for some more check-ins.
Oh, just another quick one, Richard.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Yeah, just for people's information, we had a total eclipse back on the 12th. People probably interested in Europe would know about it. So my son actually travelled to Spain for it. It lasted about 10 minutes, and he sent back some magic photos. of course, the moon over the top of the sun, and you can see the corona around the outside of it. It was just magic. Certainly like a stack of photos. The problem is over there now, they've got fires, they just had earthquakes, so he's basically getting out of Spain at the moment, so travelling back to the UK where he lives. So, yeah, so I don't know if people were interested in the total eclipse. There's going to be one in Australia, 22nd of July, 2028. So you can all come down here for that one. Thanks, Richard. Look out for HJQ.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And yeah, I saw it on the news. That's pretty cool. And if you got pictures of it, or if he's got pictures of it, that would be cool to see them firsthand from somebody. Thanks for the comment. I kind of figured you were going to say it, but I didn't know. So thanks for the comment. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CFC.
To Echo 5, Romeo, Juliet, Mike.
Hey, Randy, how are you? VE5RJM, how are things in Canada? And today's question is, what beach would you want to go to, and what ham radio equipment would you bring with you? Go ahead.
Well, I'm at the beach right now. Actually, we're at the campsite. We're camping here at Duck Mountain Provincial Park here at Mads Lake, just east of my home QTH, which is Kenora, about 40 minutes away, so it's very close. Here, and he can't get so. But we're taking care of his site there, hi, and enjoying the camping. So I'm coming to you via DV switch here, actually. So hopefully my connection is good here. Our cell service is not the best. So pause. Yeah, just wanted to make sure I didn't time things out here. So anyways, that's all I have here for now. Just enjoying the weather here, having something to eat before the Rider game coming on here. So, if you know who I'll be cheering for, hi. ham radio, I've taken various different ones with me camping. I didn't take anything here with us at the time, but sometimes just a portable with an HD antenna and there you go. Set it up in the trees, and we can get into a local repeater here, actually. So, anyways, thanks for taking my check-in there, Richard, and hope everything's going well for you. And a very good day to everyone listening here. So, anyways, back to Nat.
Yeah, Roger that. Randy, thanks for checking in, and good to have you, and hope to hear you again next week. And yeah, it sounds like you're having some fun, so that's always good. I think next week I'm going to take all the All-Star connections that I have, put them on my hub and see if it can handle it. And if not, well, I can just scramble like I usually do and hook them back up on Echolink, but I kind of want to stress test it for next week's net just to see if it can handle it or if I have to split them up. But that's the fun of it. So thank you for checking in. Anybody else wishing to check in to the Everything Net? This is Richard, WB9CFP. All right, and digital check-ins on Skyhub Link. Anyone on Skyhub Link wishing to check in on digital? I keep forgetting to mention that. Any digital check-ins come to LWB9CFC?
Wasserson, Eco Alpha 1 Gold Delta Yankee, Eco Alpha 1 Gold Delta Yankee, Wasserson.
Hi, Liz. How are you? Good to see you again. How are things in Spain? BA1GDY, WB9CFT.
Your sign, please, my friend. This is Echo Alpha 1, call Delta Yankee, and your control, and city 97, no traffic 73. By to your report, by your sign. Echo Alpha 1, call Delta Yankee, and good afternoon. Yes, and this company monitor.
Roger that, Luis. Thank you for checking in, and glad you made it again. So have a good rest of your evening. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything that come now, WB9CFT?
Whiskey 8 uniform, Mike, this is Echo Alpha 1 Gold Delta Yankee, 73, and thank you very much, thank you so. And tomorrow, Whiskey 8 uniform, Mike, this is Echo Alpha 1 Gold Delta Yankee, 73, bye bye.
73. Anybody else wishing?
Kilo Whiskey 0 Yankee. This is Kelly in Aurora, Colorado, United States, on handheld.
Kilo 9 Lima Oscar Echo Chris in St. Louis.
Alright, I got two there. Kilo Whiskey 0 Yankee Kelly and Kilo 9 Lima Oscar Echo Chris. So, hi Kelly, KW0Y, how are you doing today? How's the weather out there, even though I already asked earlier? And if you were to go to a beach, what one would it be? And what ham radio equipment would you take with you with today's question? Go ahead. Get most of that, but I'll give you a minute to try again, and I'll call on Chris, and maybe you'll get into a better spot. I know you're moving around, so I got most of that, but I'll come back in just a minute. Hi, Chris, K9LOE, WB9CSC. How are things in St. Louis today? How's the weather there? And, well, Missouri isn't exactly close to a beach, but if you chose a beach to go to, what would it be, and what radio equipment would you take with you? Go ahead.
Hey, Richard, good afternoon. There to you and everybody else on the net. Hope everybody's having a great day. St. Louis is hot. We're still in the upper 80s, lower 90s with lots of humidity, but hopefully in the later part of this week we should see that break a little bit, so we're looking forward to that. But still good pool weather for another few weeks if you have something to go out and sit in and soak. Beach equipment, we actually go to a beach once a year or so, and it's down in the Bahamas, and I keep it simple. I'll bring a 100-watt radio, an ICOM 7300 or 706 is what I've used on the beach down there. and then a vertical antenna that's easy to pack. I built one of those Proto Performers a while back, and it does a really good job by the water. And just with 100 watts, you know, you can talk all over the world with that setup. So that's my go-to whenever we go out to the beach. Back to you, Richard.
Which one, this ICOM 706 or the ICOM 706 Mark IIG?
It's the Mark IIG, but this last time I brought the 7300, which was good to have a scope that I could see what was going on. It makes it a little bit easier when things get busy to find an empty spot on the band and relocate. But either the 706 Mark II, G is my favorite older radio that I have. I think it has really, really nice audio and just sounds good when it's on the air, both send and receive.
I want to get one simply because I like the tuner, and also it goes 160 through 440, so then I wouldn't have to have as many radios. But thanks for checking in, and good to have you. Hang on, I gotta switch over. There we go. I'll just switch back to Echolink. I don't know why it's being stubborn right now. Anyway, that's my favorite radio, and I've always wanted one, so maybe I'll get a chance to get one. But thanks for checking in, and good to have you. All right, let me try Kelly again. Kelly, hopefully you're in a better spot. So KW0Y, if you wanted to try and repeat what you said, go ahead, WB9CFP. Oh, well, I'll come back to her in a little bit. Maybe she'll be in a good spot. Anybody else wishing to check into the EverythingNet? Come now, WB9CFP.
Good morning from Sydney, Australia. This is VK2 Echo Echo Lima, VK2EEL.
VK2EEL, WB9CFP. Good morning. How are things in Australia? And I see you got a 2x4, so you must just upgrade, essentially. And today's question is, what do you want?
Okay, very good question. But here we are, it's an ISU FT857D, I think it is from memory, which is a lovely little radio. Seems to do most of the things that I want to do. And as far as a trip away, I haven't been for one for, it's a couple of years, yeah, near about a year and a half or so. I last went to Italy with a friend, and we did a tour of most of Italy, driving around, and then out on a boat around the Mediterranean there. So that was my last big trip, if I could call it that. Hope everybody is well this morning. Weather here is it's around about 15 degrees at this moment. There is supposed to be some storms coming or what have you, with rainfall of at least 1 millimetre per 3-hour block, roughly. So, yeah, we're trying to keep an eye on that at the moment. So, yeah, just taking it easy here. VK2, double E, you're listening.
Yeah, Roger that. Thank you for checking in, and good to have you. I'm glad you were able to check in today. And this net meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time or 2200 UTC, which will be your Sunday.
thanks for stopping in. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, this is WB9CSC.
Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Whiskey Yankee Romeo, Brian in Clay Center, Kansas.
Alright, let's try that again. My audio just disappeared on my other phone. I might have to fix it. KF0WYR, good afternoon. WB9CSP, how are you? And today's question is, what beach would you want to go to and what ham equipment would you take with you? Go ahead.
Doing pretty good. I'm laid up in the chair. I had knee surgery yesterday, so I'm coming to you via Echolink, and I think if I could set up anywhere, I would want to set up on Omaha Beach, and I would take a ICOM 7100 with just a simple dipole setup. Just enjoy the day.
Wow, that sounds pretty fun. I might try and do that sometime. I might go up to the lake. That's kind of a beach. And see what I can do with that. But thanks for checking in. And hope to hear you again next weekend.
Sounds good. Thanks for having the net. 73, and enjoy the day.
Yeah, roger that. Thanks for checking in and good to have you. And hope to hear you again next weekend. That brings me to the bottom of my list. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net? This is WB9CSP.
Whiskey Bravo Zero, Quebec Mike Romeo. Whiskey Bravo Zero, Quebec Mike Romeo Paul at the top of the Continental Divide in Colorado.
Yeah, hi Paul, how are you doing today? WB Zero QMR, how's the weather there? If you were to go to a beach, where would you go, and what ham equipment would you take? Go ahead.
Okay, the weather here right now is 71 degrees outside. Partly cloudy. Real nice day up here. I would go to Lake Powell, Utah. Obichat Beach, and I would take my TYT MD390 Handy Talkie with the GD77 firmware in it. Go ahead.
Wow, that sounds pretty nice use that. And yeah, I might have to look into that radio, actually. Thank you for checking in, and good to have you today. All right, we're getting kind of close to the bottom here, so I'll ask for one last round of check-ins here. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
Thank you, Liza. Are you Zulu, Alpha Kilo, I throw on a check-in?
All right, Victor Kilo 3, and what was the rest of it? I missed it. Alright, I missed somebody. The Victor Kilo 3, I think it was. The station trying to check in, give it to me again. I think I messed it up.
Kilo 3, Zulu Delta Kilo in Victoria, in Australia.
Alright, I got it that time. VK3VDK. Good morning, how are you? How are things in your part of Australia? And today's question is, what beach would you want to go to, and what ham equipment would you take with you? Go ahead.
I've got my call sign. VK3ZDK. Zulu Delta. Kilo K Z D K.
Alright, I fixed it there now. There we go. Alright, so anyway, now that I got it fixed, how are you today, and how's the weather in your part of Australia, and is there a beach you'd like to go to, and what radio equipment would you take? Go ahead.
And would go to the beach in Perth on the other side of the country, and I would take an Icon 7610 and an NZ cut for the 80 meter band, so I could tune to a couple of the bands, mate. Back to you.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. And yeah, it would be fun to try and work from Australia. I hope one day I get the chance to come over there. It would be pretty cool. So thank you for checking in. All right, let's see. 546. I'll call for one more round. So anybody anywhere wishing to check into the everything that come now at the UB9CST. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything that come now, WB9CFD. Alright, and I'll start the 7-3 round early so I can get some potentially late check-ins. Just, okay, checking all star there, making sure some things are still connected. With that, let me go to the top of the list. November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CFP.
Yes, sir, I'm still here. Yeah, well, we're up mobile. I had a reading of 100 degrees on the car thermometer, and yeah, I don't know if the heat indexes here in Georgia have been up over 100 for a day or two. So I don't know. I don't know if officially we hit 100. We haven't hit 100 degree temperature reading at the airport in Atlanta this year yet. Maybe we did today, maybe tomorrow, but then it's supposed to taper off a little bit. I've got one question for you, Richard. You always say we're getting to the bottom of the hour. I'm not familiar with that. Why you say it that way, because of course we're approaching what I would consider the top of the hour. So I wonder if, you know, some terminology there I'm not familiar with, so I wonder if you'd explain that one. And with that, I'll send it back to you. Thanks for doing the net. See you next week. N4ZCV. 7-3.
Yep, and the problem. Well, I use that because we're getting to the bottom. And when you get to the bottom of things, usually there's not a lot left. You know, like the bottom of a peanut butter jar or a grape jelly jar. Usually when you get to the bottom, that means there's not much left. So same thing, I'm using that same analogy for the time. It's 5:49, so we don't have much time left. Therefore, we're at the bottom. So that's where I got it from. But yeah, thank you for being here again this week, Ralph, and to the guys in Ohio who let me use that system so you can check in. Let's see. I can't remember if they're in and out, so we'll call them anyway. K8, I think it might have been KE8, YVS. If you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, over.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Zika Sierra from Michigan. Yeah, I like my HT, ICOM W32A.
Yeah, I got it wrong on both accounts. I got K8 and KE8, so at least I got the last part right, so I don't feel totally bad. But yeah, that sounds like a good radio. I wrote that down. I'm actually going to look at some of these. So thank you for checking in. Let's see. Let me make sure that repeater is still connected. Okay, it is. So K6TRL, WB9CSP, go ahead with the 7-3 round. Guten Abend und auf Wiedersehen.
Good evening. So now I'm vice versa. I'm transmitting on 790 and listening to 090, so there you go. And actually, I heard that many times it's the bottom of the hour, but the way I understand it is in Boston, what they use top of the hour, you know, if you have 1 hour, it's :00. :00 time is the top of the hour, and then :30. So for example, 1:30, the :30, that's the bottom of the hour. It's like when you look at a clock. There's all kinds of stuff about clocks. There's also a barbershop clock. And I've seen that in real life too. It's a clock that runs backwards, that actually exists. They call it barbershop clock. Anyway. So here we are again, Saturday evening, and wishing everybody a good weekend, and a good week ahead. Stay safe well. Thank you, Richard.
Comment?
Go ahead, Ralph.
Yeah, okay. Listening to Linda takes me back to about 1964 when I first took my first German class, and they taught us time. And yeah, in German, if it's 5:30, in German you say 6:30. So yeah, that's kind of different too. I learned that. All right, yeah. Thanks for jogging my memory there, Linda. Back to net, N4ZCV.
Linda was able to help Ralph. So, yeah, that's good. Thank you, Ralph, for the comment. Let's see. ZK3HJQ. John, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. WB9CST.
Yeah, thanks, Richard from Big Air Trash KQ. You're just talking on another band. Well, actually on 2 meters, talking about the RD contest. We have that running this weekend, which is Remembrance Day contest. basically for the people who got lost in the war, and runs for 24 hours, and a mate of mine got 170 contacts so far on 80 and 40, so it wasn't a bad effort. And of course you can do 2 metre and 70 centimetre and 23 centimetre, you get twice as many points if you do a contact on that, although they don't have any 23 centimetre gear, so there you go. Anyway, enough of that. So it's called the RD context for Australia, New Zealand, and I think Papua New Guinea or one of the countries off the island of Australia is allowed to participate as well, but just a thing for Australian and ZL basically. Righto, thanks Richard, thanks, great job for the net, and thanks for letting me in, Vic, after HKQ back to net.
Yeah, roger that, John. Thanks for checking in, and glad to have you, and hope to hear you again next Sunday morning. So, let's see. I'm not sure if Derek's there or Arnold, but I'll call them anyway. K4DTM, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7 p.m. WB9CFC. All right, he's not there. I'm not sure if Arnold might be. K3TEL, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3-round WB9CFT. All right, let's see. Okay, that's connected. So VE5RJM, Randy, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3-round. Over.
Yeah, Roger, still here, listening to everyone's comments, all great, very good net you're having here tonight, so glad to take part in it, glad I connected here at the lake here, so, and yeah, fine business on that time. When I was growing up, my grandfather came from Poland. And he always used to say half past six or whatever for 6:30. So half of six is before, half hour before, and half past is 6:30. So there you go. I can relate to that. And fine business on the different radio equipment we're taking there. It's awesome to hear. And that gentleman that commented there on QSO1, yeah, I definitely recommend that. As I haven't installed it, process of installing it now here. So, but one of our club members has it, and about a few weeks ago he recommended it to us. So, it's a good. Good reviews from his point of view. He says it works really good, really well. So anybody looking at having something, an app on their phone, that would be one of them to have. And you can connect various different ways, again, with using that QSO1 app. So other than that, I have nothing further. Just enjoying my time at the lake. Going to watch the Rider game here in about 20 minutes. And that's about it. So back to net.
Yeah, roger that, Randy. Thanks for checking in, and good to have you, and glad you were able to make it. Kilo Whiskey Zero Yankee, Kelly, if you're still able to get in, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. Well, that's okay. She ran out of range, but she knows the net's here, so that's the good thing. K9LOE. And K9LOE, I actually have a question for you on your 7-3 round. Have you guys heard Jeff in a while, KB0TNZ? I haven't heard him check in a while to my net. That's okay. I guess he was short time. Victor Kilo 2 Echo Lima. If you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFT.
on the radio at the moment, so okay, just to let you know, good night, and thank you for letting me be a part of it, and I hope to catch up with you again in the not too distant future. Cheers for now, and set me free. VKTWEL, clear.
Good evening, 1900.
Roger that, 7-3, and thank you for checking in. Kilo Foxtrot 0 Whiskey Yankee Romeo, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, over. Alright, Whiskey Bravo 0 Quebec Mike Romeo, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round, over. Alright, I think that's all of them. Just a minute over, I'm going to call for one round of late check-ins. So, anybody, anywhere, any mode, including digital on Skyhub, come now, WB9. Alright, I'm going to go to Linda real quick so she can explain what's going on with my club. I have a club I'm trying to make, and I'm the president and chief of vice president. So we're looking for a trustee to help us with some basic paperwork. So Linda, what does the trustee have to do? What's the basic rundown of what a trustee does? Go ahead.
Oh, yes. I might not know everything about it, but a little bit. I am trustee for a local club. So basically, the trustee is responsible for the call sign, registering it with the FCC, and having the credentials that for the call, for your memorial call, that's a 2x3, so it can be anybody. That's basically it, and renew it every 10 years. And if there's anything coming up, then, you know, get with your technical folks, which I usually do. If I hear, it's not a whole lot that comes up in 10 years, maybe somebody made a contact or a thought made a contact with us or something, or somebody thought, oh, the station has caused interference, but we had that also, and so we had to clear that out that it wasn't our station. Things like that, but that's basically it in a nutshell. So we're ready. We have the documentation that needs to be submitted. We just need to have it signed by the officers. We have currently, I think, with JKM Collection, I think we have 17 potential members on the list. And so we're just awaiting confirmation to have a trustee. And you know more about it than I do. So take a job as soon as you can.
Yep, and my email is good on QRZ, and I'm sure Linda can help you with hers. It's k6grl1@gmail.com. So that's the easier one for me to remember. And by the way, Linda, you sound a little bit better on the 090, just so you know. Alright, so one more time. Anybody wishing to check in before I close out the net? Come now, WB9CSC. Alright, well, okay, Canada disappears, so, okay. Alright, well, that concludes this net. I'd like to thank everyone who checked in today and all the repeaters, Simplex users and individual users who either checked in or let me use their system. This net meets every Saturday at 5 p.m. Central Time, 2200 UTC time, and you can find a complete list of the nodes on my website, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa .de, Delta Echo, which it was cheaper for that domain. Or you can look on my QRZ page for my website. I do let people run this net. I'm not the only one who's run it before. Linda's done it, Arinda, KK4RYG has done it, and a couple of other people. So if you want to try running a net for the first time, it's not that hard. If you're scared about linking up all the stuff, I can do that for you. And all you got to do is just read the script I sent you. So it's pretty fun. You learn how that goes. But with that, give me a minute to disconnect everything, and I'll see everyone next weekend. 73WB9CSP. And in case anyone's wondering, we had 17 check-ins, by the way. Linda, I'll meet you over on 11 Caps, K6GRLWB9CFP.
Yeah, copy. Topic today is a beast, by the way, for real K6GRLWB9CFP.
Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 77 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 79 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 66 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 71 degrees.